This program is a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and is brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.
97 Gold presents Your Money with Fay Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Now, here's Fay Bagby on 97 Gold.
Good morning.
Well, good morning, Faye. How are you?
Well, it's a holiday weekend, so you know I'm in good shape.
And let me guess, I know how things go on holiday weekends. We always try, because Monday's the holiday, but I'm sure some people tried to sneak out of the office a little bit early yesterday. Some other people probably threw out, and we may have been those people at one point, try to sneak a little bit on Thursday, and then, well, we'll just kind of like take a little from Wednesday while we're at it. And before you know it, you've got a three-day weekend that has turned into a week and a half.
I know, and people do it.
Yeah.
The first clue is on Fridays. You can't reach any of these people.
Yeah.
They pretend like they're on the phone or somewhere else. They're nowhere to be found. They're at the lake, folks.
Yeah.
They went and took their bathing suits. The kids threw them in the car. They're at the lake.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what starts out as, well, we're going to close at 4 instead of 5 on Friday, turns into, well, I'm going to sneak out around 3:30. And, well, you know, since I'm at it, you know, I might as well not even come back from lunch because everybody else is closed. So there's no point in me showing up. Yeah, that's how the day went a lot yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. Well, and then on Monday, you know, they've got all day Monday to midnight, you know, so it's going to be a long weekend, and they're going to just play and have a great time.
Yeah. Well, it can go until midnight unless you are really, really dedicated, and then you can easily stretch that out till, you know, 5 or 6 in the morning on Tuesday if you're good.
Do you realize when they made this a federal holiday in 1938, it became a federal holiday for Monday? Because the federal employees, again, had to have a paid holiday. It's always the federal employees have got to have this paid time off. And this is what happened in 1930. Oh, we got to give them a paid holiday. As if the federal employees don't have enough federal holidays, they just added another one to it. I mean, you know. I don't know how they have time to work, frankly.
Well, clearly they don't. It's why we can't get anything done.
Yep, they just have to keep going.
I didn't know it was 1938. I would have thought it was way earlier than that.
No, they didn't make it a paid federal holiday till 1938.
Well.
Congress changed it to a paid federal holiday.
Well, I... As long as we all can benefit from it, well, then, okay, sure. Make every Friday a paid holiday.
Yeah, well, we benefit because we take it, a lot of us take, you know, the long weekend, like you said, and it's time to raise your flag. I mean, everybody's got their flags. We've got our parades for the weekend. Everybody's eating hot dogs, hamburgers. Barbecue is not as important on July 4th. It's all about family, hot dogs, the kids go to every parade. The parades are great. You know, they've got horses. They've got fire trucks. They've got old cars, antique cars in it. The kids are all riding on this. There's hay wagons with kids in it.
Ooh,
and families.
Cool.
And then the cars, the antique cars that are in them are great on July 4th. I love those.
Oh, yeah.
They're really great.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's a wonderful, wonderful weekend. It's probably the happiest holiday that we have all year long.
Well, that is true. It's a celebration through and through. There's no, you know, because a lot of holidays will have like, well, you know, there's a very serious tone to it. We're honoring or marking something, but this is truly a straight up celebration through. And we kind of missed out on last year, so I think a lot of us are, you know, we're like ready for this year. We got like 2 years of July 4th celebrations all pent up inside that have got to come out this weekend.
That's right. And everybody's little kids, they've got their little shorts on them. They've got their little flags to wave. I mean, they've got their sandals or their tennis shoes on. That's what I love.
Mm-hmm.
Is, you know, everybody's getting dressed to go to the parades and to have fun. And every house that I know of always has a flag up. And as you know, my first flagpole, you know, it got hit by lightning.
Yeah.
It came down. So we put up a commercial flagpole. It's 25 foot. Then people complained that my flag wasn't big enough. You couldn't hardly see it.
Who are these
people? In typical Faye Bagby fashion, the new one is 6 by 10 foot.
Good Lord.
I think you can see my flag flying.
You can see it from the moon, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, a plane can see it flying over. Oh,
no, that'll teach somebody to never insult the size of Faye Bagby's flag.
That's right. You do not insult my flag. Because I thought I had a nice one, but no, it wasn't nice enough.
No.
It wasn't big enough.
No, you showed
now
them.
I did. I said, well, I'll make sure my flag can be seen from a long way off.
Wow. That is fantastic.
Yeah, and the people that were putting it up, this is what's really funny. I kept looking at it and said, there's something strange about that flag. It just doesn't look right. It was upside down.
What? Oh, no.
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! The flag's upside down. Get it down quick.
Yes.
Before somebody sees it.
Oh Lord, that could be trouble.
It could be trouble in River City. So we don't want our flags upside down.
No.
We want them flying right. And a lot of people put their flags. I know in these parades, they have their flags on their the old cars, on the convertibles, all the old cars, and the fire trucks. They let the people ride on the fire truck. And, you know, that's everybody's dream is to ride on a fire truck.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And
it doesn't
and
matter if it's man, woman, or child. They love the fire trucks.
Yes.
And so everybody gets to ride on those. That's a fun deal.
Oh, yeah.
Then everybody's going to the lake or they're going to a picnic area. You know, it's families getting together. And it's a big family holiday.
Yeah, it's all American fun. It's all family fun. It's all, I mean, it really is. And it is, and it's a big deal, too. I mean, to celebrate all the history that we've got and then all the things that make the country great and what it is, it's a really big deal. And it should be celebrated.
Well, remember, it's our Independence Day. Everybody says July 4th, but it's Independence Day.
Yeah.
July 4th, 1776.
Yeah.
There was only 13 colonies.
That's true. There was only 13.
I mean, 13 colonies is all there was in 1776.
And it's hard to even imagine something that small, but yet so gigantic at the same time.
That's right. And to think that it all started back then, and look how far we've come.
I know, right?
Look how many times we went to the moon.
Oh, yeah.
You know, America is the greatest country on earth, and we celebrate this independence like no other country in the world.
Yes. Oh, we can celebrate. We can celebrate.
We love a celebration.
Yeah.
Americans love to celebrate. There ain't any doubt about that. You know, we'll celebrate almost anything. And anything as gigantic as July 4th weekend, it's big, folks.
It is. It's really kind of like I know that what Memorial Day is like the first unofficial summer kickoff or however they say it. But then this is like the actual like first like real go out and celebrate and do summertime stuff. You know, like you say, go to parades, play in the water, you know, have family get-togethers, have picnics, barbecues, vacations, all kinds of things. It's really the first one of the holiday or the first holiday of the summer to just kind of like let loose.
Yeah, just let loose, have a good time, go swimming, you know, eat a lot, just, you know, do a lot of good things.
Take plenty of naps in between your eating. That's important.
That's right. You always want to have a good nap, and that's important. And I noticed at the parades before, a lot of people brought their puppies. You know, they had their dogs with them.
Really?
I mean, oh, yeah, the families brought the dog with them.
Wow.
Yeah, this and the dogs, some of them were riding on some of the parade deals, you know, with the kids.
Oh, how cute.
It was just adorable.
Wow.
And as I said, a lot of people had their dogs with them, sitting on the grass with them, you know. And some of them even had their dogs dressed up.
Oh, that's
cute.
Yeah,
for Independence Day. You know, red, white, and blue. And, you know, we are a red, white, and blue country.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And all the clothing, like whether it's, you know, shorts or shirts or, you know, some kind of accessory or, you know, sunglasses or, you know, trinkets, everything with all the red, white, and blue and the things that represent the flag. Oh, it's just, it's amazing.
It is amazing. My granddaughter said, I have to have earrings that have flags on them. I mean, that's how far they go. We got to have the flag even on earrings. Wow.
It's everywhere.
I just didn't know.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, there was a guy, because I've got a shirt. It's like a three-button shirt. And it's got, you know, red, white, and blue, and it kind of looks like the flag. I was at a function. This has been several years ago. I was at like a parade or a celebration or something, and we were with a bunch of whole bunch of people, and somebody came up to me, and he said, "You're not allowed to wear the flag. That's disrespectful." I'm like, okay, well, there's two things here. One, it is disrespectful to wear the flag. That is true. But this is just a shirt that has, like, red, white, and blue. I mean, you see, like, a million of them.
Oh, yeah, it just has red, white, and blue on it.
Yeah, and so everybody else
he
jumped in.
He thought it was a real flag, man.
Yeah.
He needed eyeglasses.
Yeah, yeah, but there is so much red, white, and blue this weekend. It's really great. It's awesome to see it all.
Yeah. It is, and everybody's going to have fun. They're going to be not enough sunscreen. People are going to get burned. I mean, they always do. People's noses, they forget. It takes a lot of sunscreen when it's 95 degrees out.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
And we'll know on Tuesday who went out and made the most of this weekend, because they'll have sunglasses lines on their face around their eyes.
That's right. But we won't know till Monday.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
This is Your Money with Faye Bagby, and your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
And it's all about money. That's what this is. That's what the whole point of Saturday mornings is. A little bit of fun, a little bit of celebration, and a little bit of money here and there. So how are we on investments this week? What's some of the big highlights?
Well, we've closed a couple of deals this week. $1 million one and $500,000 one.
Really?
We're busy getting those filled. I know on Friday we were having trouble reaching some of these people, and I said, give them, you know, till Monday morning, even though it's a holiday weekend, to respond back, because these are people that have been calling saying, can you get me in a policy? Can you get me in a policy? So I wanted to put them first on this list, and I did. And I hope they've all responded back where we don't have to go on to somebody else.
Well, yeah. I mean, and people do take a lot of time off, you know, especially around long weekends like this. And it does happen. You do come across situations where people are out. Maybe they're traveling or they're, you know, doing something. And for some reason, they don't get the message. What happens when you run into a situation like that? Just go on to the next?
If we can't reach them, like in a day and a half, we have to go on to somebody else. Because remember, we only have so many days to close. Each time we do a policy, you know, we have to get that into escrow as quickly as possible. Once we've been awarded that policy, we have to get it into escrow and pay the people.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have a long time each time to do it. And I know I got a call on Thursday a gentleman said, Faye, I'm a go. Be sure I'm in that policy. And I said, you know, I'll be sure right now. I'll put you down.
Cool.
But he called me personally. And sometimes they do if they're worried about getting in a policy. So he did call me, and I talked to him and said, yes, I'll put you down immediately.
Especially if there's some really good ones. And it sounds like you've got some really big policies that are being filled right now.
Yes, we do. We've got some good ones. The premium on these two was like 0.66, less than 1%.
Really?
So, you know, that's really good news when you get it that low.
Jeez, what was that? Is that just like coincidence or?
Yes, when they presented them to us, we checked the premium immediately. It was real low. Then we checked to make sure we wanted this policy, that they were sick enough, and they were. So then we took those two policies, and we're just trying to get them filled now.
Man, it sounds like that's almost like an ultimate, like a dream situation, is to have those low premiums, large policies, and, you know, obviously the LE, the way that you would want it to, in order to even bid on it. But it sounds like almost like an ideal, perfect situation.
Well, I thought so, and so that's the kind we like: low premiums, you know, fast. I mean, you know, 30 months or less. And it just works for us. You know, we don't want the 5-year, 6-year ones like a lot of people do. And every day, this one company is sending me these people that are 85, 90 years old. And they're still harassing me on those elderly people, thinking we're going to buy them. And we're saying, no, 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 don't send them, please.
You're trying to slip, you know, something.
We're not buying elderly people. We've been down that road.
Mm-mm. That's, how many do you have left? Three?
We still got those three left.
Yeah.
And although we've got rid of all the others, we've got those three hanging on.
Yeah. Well, they're the last three, that's for sure. So
the
when they're
last
gone.
Three, when they're gone, it will be a great relief.
Yeah. It's kind of like a blowout extravaganza. The last down to the last three.
That's right.
Lord help. How does things change as we, you know, that we're into a holiday weekend, you know, either before or after? I would imagine nothing really changes because, you know, business happens when it happens. And then when people are on a long 3-day weekends, it's not like they're losing money. It's not like anything, you know, changes with that. They're still, it's almost like, it's always, is it fair to categorize it as something like mailbox money? You really just kind of wait for the.
You just wait for it to mature, and that's all you have to do. A gentleman came to our office this week, and he represents his family, so there's several of them. And he said he'd been listening to us for years. They've been in real estate. They've been in stocks. He said, we're never going back in the stock market. He said, we lost a lot of money. Mm-hmm. He didn't tell me how much. He said, a lot of money. He said, our family lost a lot. We're never going back in the stock market. He said, when we got out of it and we lost all that money, we went into real estate. He said, now they're tired of real estate, and they want something more substantial than real estate, and they're getting older, and so they want to do life settlements where all they have to do is sit back and wait and get the check, and where they don't have to be involved on a daily basis.
Yeah, you know, and that's a good point to bring up. You don't have to be involved on a daily basis. There's really nothing to do. Once somebody's in a policy, you literally just wait for it to mature. You don't have to do anything. So if you have a 3-day weekend, you're not losing anything out. If you go on vacation for a month and travel the world, it's not like you spent a month delaying anything. There's literally nothing to do. Whereas like real estate, you know, depending on where you fall in the spectrum and how you're doing it, there's either, you know, there's a lot of overhead, whether it's cost, it's money, or it's time. There's a lot of things that are involved in real estate. I mean, yeah, you can make some money, but, you know, there's a lot of involvement. There's a lot of engagement that has to happen. With a life settlement, nothing.
Well, that's right. He said he was responsible for all the real estate for his family members, so he had to see about it. They had rental property, and they don't ever want any more rental property. And I understand that. I've been there and done that. And it is very taxing on you, you know, making sure that people pay their rents, and lots of times they don't want to pay. So, you know, the stress level is pretty high sometimes.
Yeah.
So he said, you know, they're getting out of real estate. they're selling their real estate here in Texas, and it looks like they're going to be moving, you know, to another state. So, you know, he wants to just get everything shored up, get into life settlements, get out of the real estate, and have a passive investment. That's what they're looking for.
A passive investment. That's a good way to put it, too.
Yes. Something that they don't have to see about every day or every month, and that, you know, when it comes due, they get paid, and they don't have to interact on that investment every day or every month. So that for them, at their age, it's perfect.
I would imagine it'd be perfect for just about anybody at just about any age, unless they really enjoy, like, the high, you know, being high strung and you know, making sure, you know, things are happening, whether it's, you know, like real estate being involved there, or, you know, a lot of people get up, you know, in the middle of the night and check their portfolio, especially if they're, you know, still in stocks. And this is like, do we have anything? You don't have to monitor anything, because literally all you do is once somebody is in a policy, all they have to do is just wait for it to mature. And we're not talking about long periods of time, too, which is another great thing that, from what it sounds like, this is another big aspect that people love, is that we are talking about faster turnarounds. We're talking about, you know, 18, 24, 30 months, as opposed to, like you said earlier, 5 years, 6 years, something like that. So the payoff is faster.
Right, that's right. And a lot of people, as you know, I see them every day buying these long-term policies. And, you know, we don't do it. And people that buy 5 to 7 year policies, you know, it's going to be a long time before you get paid.
Yeah.
So, you know, we try to do these that, you know, 24 months, 18 months, 36 months. And we try not to go over that if we possibly can. Because our people want the quick turnaround. Most of our money, as you know, is IRA money. So they want to keep turning this money until they retire. And then the ones that are already retired, you know, they don't want a long-term investment. They want something that's 2 or 3 years and that they turn their money, you know, in 2 to 3 years.
Well, it seems like it's almost like this would be a much more manageable type of investment from a diversity standpoint, because you, all your eggs are not in one basket thinking, okay, I'm going to get into this, whatever it is, and in 20 and 30 years, I'm going to have this big payoff. Whereas with a life settlement, you can get into several different policies. It's almost like a leapfrog effect. Like one will mature, you'll get paid, you turn around, reinvest that into another one. While that's, I guess, brewing or on the back burner, simmering, however you want to put it, then there's other policies that are maturing. And so this, the same process keeps going over and over. Even though there's a lot of moving parts, there's things that are happening. And I think probably getting those short-term payoffs, return on investments, probably is really, really great for, I guess, the excitement and the energy and the thrill of making money. You know, you have payoffs and then you reinvest in another pay. You're not waiting, you know, 20 and 30 years.
That's right. You know, the things that are 20 or 30 years, we'd forget about it by that time. I mean, if it was that long.
That's true.
I mean, if we had to wait that long. Oh, my gosh. Oh, man. So, yeah, I think the short-term investments that we do, I think, are just right for everybody. Everybody seems to think so because they keep investing with us because it works. Sure, some of them go over, and most people understand it. I have one old guy that doesn't understand it. How dare us let his go over, you know? I mean, you know, it's like, you know, his should never go over, you know, and I'm telling him, you know, it can go over, yours have gone over, but you had five that came in early.
Uh-huh.
You know, you had five that came in early. So now these have gone long, and he's upset.
Mm.
And I just don't understand that. The five came in early, you've got paid on all those, you made this money. Now these, you're going to have to wait a little while, but he expected them all to come in early, and he couldn't understand that. I tried to explain it to him.
It's really the law of averages over the entire process. How long is this particular person been an investor? Is it fairly short?
Several years. Yeah, he's
really?
Been in several years. He's not like the other people. He's a little different, let's put it that way.
Mm.
Because most of our people know, yes, these two may go over, that one may go over, but then I may have two or three that come in early. And then some on time, and they understand this because they've been investing with us for years, and they do it over and over, and it works. But every once in a while, there's people that don't understand that they could go over and that they're going to have to pay some premium. It's a shock to them, it's a shock to their nervous system. Oh, I'm going to have to pay those premiums. And then he said, "What if I don't pay?"
Oh boy, that's a dangerous question.
I said, that's a dangerous question because you would lose your policy.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
So, but the returns have been good this year. We've had a lot of maturities, as you know. I can't tell you what the number is. I should have looked that up before we went on air. But we've had a lot of maturities. And I don't know exactly how much people have made. I'll look that up and tell you next week. But we have had a lot of maturities. Probably having some more coming right now because, we had that $5 million. We've had several million-dollar policies mature. I think we've had, I'm going to say $12 million, and I may be wrong. I believe it's $12 million that we've had mature.
Wow. That's impressive.
Yeah. It is because we're in the middle of the year.
Yeah. We still got a second half of the year to go.
That's right. So I think we will have a lot of maturities. We've got a lot, I think, that are due to come due any time.
Wow.
So I think we'll have quite a few more before the end of the year. And, of course, that's what we counted on when we did them, is that we'll have the maturities right along. People get paid and we'll reinvest their money.
And that's really, that's the whole process. That's how people should go into it, is that you get into some policies and then you reinvest, and this kind of goes on over time. How long do you think people would, if they were in a number of policies, and I know there's a number of moving parts here, so it would have to constantly be massaged to come up with a formula, but how many, say somebody's in, I don't know, seven policies, how long do you think it would take before people really start to see a lot of movement,
Well, it could be 2 years before they have the first one.
Mm.
Even though we've had a lot of people, they've invested in that first year, they had a couple of maturities. And so you never know. We've had maturities that happened 2 months after, we did the policy. We've had some that came in within the first year. But usually it's that second year that we're counting on. Because if it's a 24-month policy, somewhere around that 24 months, we're expecting a maturity.
What happens, if anything, and there may not even be any answer to this question at all, but what happens for a new investor who comes in, and what happens in that two-year period? Do they understand, hey, we're just kind of like waiting for this to mature, or do
sure.
they get antsy?
They're waiting to hear from us. They know that when we send them a text, that it has matured, that's what they're looking for. And as soon as we know, we always send them. We had three maturities last month. And our accountant, we just had a verbal on it. So he didn't want to send out a message to everybody that they had maturities. And I said, we have a verbal on it. It's all right. I'm going to send them a message about the maturity and say, we don't have it in writing yet, but we do have it. Verbal, and that way it tells them that we will confirm, but we believe it's there.
Okay, I mean that's just—it seems like that would be pretty straightforward that people. Would,
it is straightforward, yes.
Yeah. And I guess that kind of gives people hope, and not hope, but it's like, hey, there's a good chance that there's a policy actually matured. We're going to confirm. If it is, it's in our policy. If for whatever reason it weren't, just hypothetically say, if it's another couple of months or whatever until the policy matures, I'm sure it's probably no big deal. It's still just a matter of waiting, really.
Yes, you have to wait till it matures, but then when it does, we notify you immediately. And then once it gets to the bank, we notify you again that it's in your account. And we've had people question, well, I can't see it in my account. Well, when it first gets to the bank, they hold those checks. If they're $5 million or $3 million, they hold it for 3 days.
Yeah.
Before they put it in your account, because they send it overnight to the other bank to get the cash.
Yeah. It still seems like it's pretty quick, even for a large sum, because it's not like you're writing a check for $5. I mean, there's a lot of money involved. It seems like even holding it for 3 days is still a pretty reasonable, quick process.
I think it's pretty reasonable. The only thing that's not unreasonable is this year we've had trouble getting the death certificates, as you know, because of the pandemic, even though everybody says that's about over. We've still had trouble getting them. And we're trying to speed that up, trying to figure out a quicker way to get notice of the death certificates. And the families, sometimes they'll tell you and sometimes they don't.
Mm.
So it makes it difficult when the family won't just... We have some of them that just call immediately the next week and say, so-and-so has passed away, and letting us know. But there's some of them, it's like they're guarding this secret and don't want us to know. I don't know if they think that, by golly, they'll get paid. I mean, they don't own the policy anymore. They're not going to get the money. You know, our investors are going to get the money. So I don't understand that, why they don't all just simply call and tell us.
There's not really any benefit for them to hang on to it.
No, there's not any benefit to them doing that.
Wow, interesting. You know, you think, well, okay, if there's like another day or two of interest that maybe they could get, but that doesn't even apply here, so I don't know.
It doesn't apply to them. They're not getting any interest. They don't own it, and they're not the beneficiary anymore. And that could be it. They could be mad because the person has passed away, and they're not getting paid, although that person told them, you're not going to get this money. I'm going to take the money and use it for my cancer treatment.
Mm.
You know, I've cashed in my life insurance policy with us, and I'm going to use that money. And I guess some of them resent it. You know, I always go back to the story of the man that we talked to him, and he said, yes, I'm doing this with y'all. He said, my son is upset because all he's going to get is the house. Yeah, he said, I think that's enough. I thought so, too. You know, I just don't understand the way some people think, you know.
So I'm sure, go ahead.
And we've had a wife last year. She was terribly upset that we would ask her to help us get the death certificate.
Really?
So it tells me she wasn't too happy with her husband that died. I mean, they must not have had a very good relationship because, I mean, he passes away. We're desperate during the pandemic to get the death certificate, and she wouldn't help us at all.
Oh, Lord.
No, she would not help. So I don't know what their situation was, but it must not have been very good because, you know, most wives would say, sure, I have plenty of death certificates. I'll give you one. No way.
So what happens?
She wasn't going to help us.
When you run into a situation like that, because I'm sure there's probably people listening right now, as they always do, they're thinking about doing it. They want to get involved in life settlements. They just haven't, you know, gotten the ball rolling yet. And so they hear that, and then it's just like, well, geez, you know, what if, you know, somebody doesn't want to get you the proper paperwork? What
then
happens?
We have to go to the courthouse and get the death certificate.
Ah.
We have to wait for the courthouse to open that particular branch, and then we go there.
So people can rest assured there's a plan. They're not waiting for months and
years. Oh, no, we're just trying to shortcut it. In other words, if the family gave it to us, it'd be faster.
Yeah, gotcha.
Okay? But, no, the usual way is we don't get it from the family ever.
Yeah.
It's just a few times we've asked the families for one. No, we usually go to the courthouse. I know last year we had two, one in San Antonio, and I don't remember where that. I think that was in El Paso. And they were having trouble getting it. I finally called the funeral home down there and said, do you know of a faster way? They said, don't go to the state, go to the county right here in town, go to the county courthouse, and you'll get it a lot faster. And we had it in 3 days then.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So you have to sometimes ask in that particular town, what is a faster way? And they said, just go to the county. Do not go to the state to get it. The state's so backed up.
So you're all about expediting. Let's get this done faster.
Expediting, that's all I'm interested in, is getting a faster deal. And, you know, we'll send them a FedEx envelope. We do lots of things. you know, to get it faster.
Well, I'm sure investors love that.
That's right. Well, and we want to get it. We want to get them paid. That's our goal. That's our obligation, is to get them paid as fast as we can.
Yeah. Well, for, you know, from that point, you know, once the policy matures, this is like, we got to wrap up the process here. You would just get some paperwork done. Let's get this thing, you know, finalized. There's no benefit to dragging it out for anybody. It's just, let's boom, boom, boom.
And I'm always excited when I can tell somebody they've had a maturity.
Yeah.
You know, I'm always excited. I always say, what did they say? You know, when she starts calling people, I say, what'd they say? You know, I always want to know what their reaction was when they find out they've had that maturity.
What are some of the reactions? What do people say?
A lot of people said, oh, thank you, thank you. A lot of people said, thanks. And everybody's always excited. I've never had anybody that just said, oh, okay. and as I said, I had met with a doctor, one of our clients, a month or so ago. And he had three that went over, and he was concerned. And I'm talking to him about it. I said, you know, I believe this one is going to mature at any time. And, you know, 2 weeks later, we found that it had already matured.
Oh, Lord.
And we just hadn't been advised of it. So I told him immediately, call the doctor and tell him that policy had matured. Since I just talked to him, I thought it was, you know, great that I could give him that news right away.
Yeah, that would be a nice surprise.
It was a nice surprise for him, because he was worried, because he had three that went over. And I thought I was right, that it was just fixing mature, and I was right, and it had already matured, and I didn't know it.
Yeah. Yeah, neat. And that just kind of goes to show, you know, how the whole thing works over time. Some are going to go over, some are going to come in early, some are going to mature exactly on time. It's just really how the whole process works over time. Nobody should ever go in. And it doesn't sound like they really ever do. But they should never go in thinking, I'm going to get in this one policy and I'm going to, you know, retire in 18 months and then I'm just going to ride off into the sunset. That's not how it's designed.
It just doesn't work that way. It's slow and it's steady.
Yeah, but it's stable and conservative, and that's, I think, what people like the best.
It is very conservative. You know, you're not going to get rich quick. There's not any of this fast money. That isn't going to happen. It's just the policies are good policies. We put them in. They mature. We get paid. We pay them, and we go on to the next policy.
Very simple process.
Yes.
This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is...
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com. A lot of good things on the website. Look it up. It gives you what people have made, whether they came in early, late. It tells you how much people have made, and it's a good site.
Yeah, you get a lot of feedback from people, especially new investors who have actually done a lot of homework on the site, and they do find that it's a very valuable resource. You got great feedback, right?
That's right. I get good feedback on that. There's so many things you can look up there, and you can also go to past shows if you've missed shows, or if you're new coming in and you want to go back and do those shows, you can do that.
Yeah, hear all the archives and hear all kinds of great stuff. It is really
you can go to the archives.
A great resource for new investors.
So I don't know of anybody that keeps all the shows like we do.
Well,
but our people expect it. Our people expect it and want them there.
Of course, and you've talked about that many, many times, that people actually go out of town, they'll travel, and then they'll come back and they'll pull up old shows and they'll start listening to them.
That's right. And then my people who travel, when they're out of state on vacation, they'll go to those and go back and listen to them.
Yeah, yeah. You got some very dedicated, loyal people, that's for sure.
We have a lot of really dedicated people that want to know. Oh, and the other thing is they don't want to miss the trivia. Go back and listen to all the trivia.
Which brings us to where we are right now. So what is this weekend stopping?
People asked me about the trivia. when we did the deal about Sam Houston and the guy that does all those statues down there at Huntsville, I had a lot of feedback on that.
Really?
Yeah, people were really interested in the carver that does all those statues down there and that he had done the one of Sam Houston.
Wow, that's cool.
And since it's Independence Day, I thought I'd remind us of that.
That is fantastic. I had no idea that that people actually, you know, followed up, and you're like answering trivia questions.
Yeah, and people cool. Lots of times will come back to me and say, you know that show you did the other day? I was interested in so-and-so, and they'll discuss it with me.
That is really cool.
Yeah, and so, and then they'll say, what are you doing this week? What's your show going to be on? What's the trivia this week? If they call me and they're talking about something else, they say, what's the trivia this week? I never will forget, a couple of years ago, one of my clients has been with us from the start. She's been with me from the start. And she said, Faye, I think that was a rerun. I go, no, I don't do reruns. I do not do reruns. But I brought up something that I had talked about before, so she thought it was a rerun. I said, no, I don't do reruns.
Oh,
don't
no.
do it. No, I don't do that.
Well, that's pretty amazing, though, that she's on top of it like that, though. That's pretty cool.
I have a lot of clients that are really on top of things. And they, as I said, they'll ask me about things like that.
I'm guessing probably they remember more than you.
They may do it. They may remember. I know they, some of the subjects I know they remember real well.
Yeah. I'm sure you get those that say, hey, remember when you talked about this? And you're like, I'm not sure. Probably. That's really awesome. So what is our topic this morning?
It's all about Independence Day. We started off with Independence Day. We're going to finish with Independence Day.
Cool.
Remember, the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia, now what they'll do, they can't ring it anymore. It's so old, and of course, as you know, it is cracked. But they will tap the Liberty Bell 13 times in honor of the original 13 American colonies.
Really? They actually,
They'll type it, but it's very gentle because the thing is so old. Remember, 1776.
Yeah.
You know? And so the Declaration of Independence, as you know, was signed on July 4th, 1776, and we've been celebrating it ever since. And so it's a great, great time. The independence of America was started a long, long time ago, and we want to keep it forever. We want to be an independent country the rest of our lives and our children's lives. And it's really important that we celebrate July the 4th.
Yeah, yeah. And everybody comes together and wears red, white, and blue and does, you know, things that you know, are really kind of symbolic of iconic American stuff. Parades, pools, get-togethers, barbecues, cookouts, the whole thing, fireworks.
And remember, the Statue of Liberty. The Statue of Liberty, when people come to America and they first see it, it tells them, you know, the Statue of Liberty is all about independence of the United States.
Have you ever been to the Statue of Liberty?
I have not seen it personally. I hate to say that, but I have not. Have you?
No, but my wife has been there before, and she says that when you see it on TV, it's one thing. It's great. It's very majestic. It's really, really cool. But apparently, when you actually pull up to, like, Ellis Island and you get out there, apparently there's electricity that you can't get from pictures or seeing it on TV. It's really something that people have to experience to really get the full impact of the statue.
Well, remember how big it is. It's huge.
I know, and it looks so small on TV.
I mean, you can go up the stairs all the way to the top.
I know. It's amazing. I'd love to do that.
America does everything big. Had you thought about that? Everything we do is majestic. Look at Mount Rushmore and all the presidents there. That everything we've done is just beautiful. It's big. It's expansive. We've got so many things that say America is the most independent place on the face of the earth.
Yeah, and a lot of symbolism, too.
Our symbolism is fantastic. The things that we're celebrating, the liberty that we have here. Remember all those people that came across in those ships? They were looking for freedom from oppression in England, and they came here to get a new start. If it hadn't been for them, we wouldn't be here.
That's a good point.
if they hadn't made all those sacrifices in coming here for a new life and creating this new country that we dearly love, we wouldn't have all these freedoms.
Yeah, it's
and,
an interesting...
we want to make sure that we really appreciate them and we celebrate them to the fullest.
You know, it's been so long since I've actually thought about the history of it. That's a really good point you bring up. That's important to remember this weekend.
It really is, because if it hadn't been for those first people who braved the weather and the storms and came here, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be celebrating the 4th of July and Independence Day if it weren't for those few people who came here on those ships many, many years ago. And the Indians who were here, who helped them through those first rough winters.
Yeah.
If they hadn't fed them, they'd have died of starvation.
Yeah, it would have never gone any farther. We wouldn't be here.
It wouldn't have gone any farther. And then all the people that signed the Declaration of Independence, that was a great deal, them at Independence Hall. And I can just see them now, all of them sitting there talking about what they wanted in the Declaration of Independence and agreeing on it, and then them signing it that day.
Yeah.
So the Declaration of Independence is very, very important to every American.
Man, yeah, it really is. You know, you stop and think about everything that had to happen to start a new country. I mean, that's a very monumental task, you know, to leave your life that you know, to uproot everything, your entire family, deal with all the elements and all the harshness of crossing the sea to begin with, then to plant roots in a place that you know nothing about, you know, and then to
can
go through the war.
Can you imagine how afraid they were? And I mean, they were sick when they got here. They'd been at sea all that time. And I don't know how much they had to eat or sleep, but, you know, they made it through. And then they found that this was a savage land. Yeah. There was nothing here when they got here. I mean, you know, they had to learn to hunt and to fish and to live off the land. And then they had to put up structures to live in.
Yeah.
And that first year, I know it had to have been a rough, rough, rough year.
Oh, yeah.
And then the years after that, you know, learning to live here and to grow crops and to make their clothes. This was the savage land they came to. And so they tamed it, and you know, they built the railroads. Think about all the people that built the railroads. It took years to build railroads across America. Look at Lewis and Clark.
Mm.
Yeah. You know, Lewis and Clark came a long, long way to map everything out for us.
It's amazing. It
and
really
Daniel Boone. Think about Daniel Boone. All the people that have contributed to our independence.
Yes.
If it hadn't been for all these people a long time ago doing all this, we wouldn't have this wonderful country.
Exactly. And setting up the structure of the government and, you know, how the whole thing works and creating this thing in their minds and, I mean, just mapping out scenarios.
Yeah, and these were brilliant people.
Yeah.
Do you realize everybody that signed the Declaration of Independence was very, very smart men.
Oh, yeah. Had to be.
I mean, they were. They were very, very intelligent. They thought and thought about the Declaration, what they wanted in the Declaration of Independence. And they put it all in and then signed it right there at Liberty Hall.
It's amazing. Have you ever been to Liberty Hall before?
I haven't, but my children have.
Really?
And they told me all about it and about the Liberty Bell when they saw it. And they were so impressed about all the things they saw. And, of course, you know, since everything started there, it's a very, very historical place.
Yeah.
You know, Philadelphia is home to so many things that started, you know, our republic.
Hmm.
So
true.
That's why we're celebrating with, you know, all these parades, our toasting, our hot dogs. It doesn't seem like that is, but that's the American way. When we celebrate, you know, hot dogs, apple pie, mustard, you know, these are the things that made America great.
You know, when you think about all the celebratory things that we do this weekend, and it seems proper, it seems fitting. It seems like this is the way it probably should be. If you know, considering everything that the country has been through in the last couple of centuries, and got us here, yeah, it seems like this is really an appropriate type of celebration. And considering that last year we didn't have any, people are doubly ready this year, and so yeah. Let's go out and celebrate responsibly, of course, safety first.
And to think that our independence was caused by people, those few people at Liberty Hall many, many years ago. So I think we should double celebrate this year to think that we are a freedom-loving, independent country, and that we're not, we don't live under a dictatorship. We're not in a third-world country. And that they came here to America, and they could have went somewhere else accidentally, on that ship. They could have bypassed America. But they got here on these shores. They had created all this. We're all related to those very first settlers. I mean, it's just a great time in America, because here we are in 2021, and America is still an independent, free country. Think about that. We've managed to carry freedom all these years and not let it get lost.
Yeah, and that somebody's going to get into trouble this weekend, because they'll say, Faye Bagby said we should double celebrate this year. So
that's right. But with Dr. Pepper, only Dr. Pepper. Always stay with the Dr. Pepper. and the little children like Big Red. Big Red is another thing that little children like.
Oh,
so, be responsible. Remember, safety first. Be sure you've got your life vest on when you're out in that boat. If you're at a lake, just because you think you're a good swimmer, don't jump in the lake without a life vest on.
You think you're a good swimmer. Yeah, the only way to find out you're not is the hard way. Oh,
that's right, the hard way. Let's don't do that.
No.
Let's have a safe weekend, a safe July 4th, and eat a lot, have a lot of family and friends and fun, and remember why we're here. Also, this July 4th, America is leaving Afghanistan. That's another important thing.
Yes.
We've been there way, way too long. Our troops, hopefully we'll get them all back.
That's
a celebration in itself.
It really is. And I'm starting to think, and it kind of makes my mind, you bring that up and I kind of go through all the ceremonial things that happen with something like that. That's such a big deal. You start to think about all the music that goes along with July 4th, and the celebration.
I love our music more than anything in the world.
Yeah. Wow, and every bit of it has a really strong, if you really pay attention to a lot of patriotic songs, it'll give you goosebumps, when troops come home and things like you were just talking about, and they start playing, different, celebratory songs that are iconic in American history and American culture. It's like, wow, you really do get a big sense of pride of all the things that the country has done and is still doing today. It's really great.
I love the music. And John Philip Sousa, has written so many, he's written all these wonderful, wonderful songs.
Yes.
And when I hear them, the pride is, to me, is just enormous. Being an American, the greatest place on earth. And I love our music, and every time you hear it, it strikes up a parade.
Yeah. Yeah.
You remember the Music Man. All the great music. So everybody this weekend needs to celebrate with their family, have lots of music, a lot of hot dogs around.
A lot of antacids.
Yes, a lot of antacids later. Be sure to put on the sunscreen. We need lots of sunscreen this weekend.
No doubt about that.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. I know people are going to, their noses are going to be burnt. They're going to have all this, but they're going to have a good time.
Yeah, that's what's important. Exactly.
And this is the weekend to cut loose, be an American, act like an American. If you see the flag and they're saluting it, By golly, you better be saluting the flag.
Yes, and if they don't have one to celebrate and salute, we're all going to come over to your house and salute the gigantic one in your backyard.
That's all right. We'll do it. I mean, you know, I am very patriotic. I believe people, our flag is so precious to us. We need to celebrate the flag and our freedom this weekend.
No doubt about that. Happy July 4th weekend.
Or, thanks.
As you say, Independence Day. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website, AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
And just before we got into trivia, you were talking about the risk of possibly policies going over, and people may have to pay those premiums if it doesn't come in on time. And it sparked the whole thing that I know we go over this every time, but it's really super important because, you know, there are some people like the gentleman you were talking about here that don't always, maybe they know, but they don't always understand. But going over is really the biggest of three major risks, right?
It is your biggest risk. It's really the only really risk is the fact that a policy could go over. You have to be prepared. And the nice thing about it is, on the contract, before you buy the policy, we always tell you what the premium will be. So it's never a surprise. It's not a shock. When you sign up on that contract, you say, yes, I know how much the premium is. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
So you're always agreeing to that premium. You're agreeing that you know what's wrong with the person. You know what kind of cancer it is. You know what the risk of the cancer is. It's stage four. You've read all that. We ask you, have you read it? Yes. You want to end that policy? Yes. So everybody knows the risk. They know everything about it. They know if it goes over, how much the premium is. They know what their profit is. If it's 24 months, they're going to make 24%. If it's 36 months, they'll make 36%. And we go over this every week on air to be sure they understand.
Yeah, because it is so important. What are the other two risks?
The other risk is, remember, it's not liquid until it matures. Okay?
Right.
It is not liquid until it matures.
It's in the policy.
Thing, that's right. It's in your policy, so it can't be liquid till it matures and they pass away. The third risk is if a life insurance company ever went under. We haven't had one go under in years because their premium income is so high, somebody would buy it immediately. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
So the risks are very small, but we have to tell you there are risks. There's risk to everything you do in life, you know?
True.
Some people can't get out of the house without stumping their toe and breaking it.
That would be me.
I mean, it can happen, and it does happen. I know stories about people that have gotten hurt, you know?
Yeah.
I know all about that. So we have to always in life, look at everything and say, is the risk worth it? If the risk is low like it is on that, it is worth it.
Yeah, and it seems like a lot of investors is, you know, they weigh it going in before their very first policy ever, and then as they go through the process, they continue to weigh, you know, are the risks worth the payoff? And it seems like overwhelmingly people are saying yeah, because people are just they're on board with life settlements as a great way to invest and grow their wealth without, you know, having to worry about the stock market or worldly events or, you know, I mean, it's such a great opportunity for so many people to do a life settlement. Though people do need to be accredited, we should probably run over that real quick so that people know.
We do need to run over that. Accreditation means two things. You have to either make $200,000 a year or you have to be worth $1 million without your home.
Okay.
And a guy yesterday asked me, he said, do I have to go get appraisals and things to prove to you that I'm worth $1 million? I said, no, you have to certify on the contract that you are worth $1 million.
Well, that's a good question.
You know, it is a good question. He thought they might have to go and have everything appraised. And he knew this was going to cost a lot of money. I said, no, we're not going to require that. I said, if we're ever audited, you might have to prove it. But you do not have to prove it to us. You have to sign it saying that is the truth.
All right. Cool. That's good information. I'm glad you brought that up. Okay, so you're closed on Monday for the holiday because that's the actual celebration day. But what about the rest of the week? You're open for appointments?
We'll be open. We're doing business. We're putting people in policies. If you've been offered a policy, you need to respond immediately because we're moving on.
Cool. All right, Faye, okay. One last time for people to call and get started and ask some questions or whatever they want to do. What is your phone number?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website, AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
You've been listening to Your Money with Faye Bagby, sound advice to help your money grow. Listen for Your Money with Faye Bagby every Saturday morning at 10 here on 97 Gold.
This program has been a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and has been brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.